Today's City Commission meeting began with a presentation from Mark Farrington, Director of Human Resources for the City of Lakeland. Speaking on the topic of pivot or perish, he emphasized the dramatic shift in the workforce generation that the city is hiring, with Gen Z seeing a 271% growth since 2018. Mr. Farrington also pointed out some marketplace realities that the city must consider, including a shift in workplace expectations, compensation demands, social values, marketplace competition, hiring excellent employees, assimilation into the City of Lakeland's culture, and fostering leadership. City Manager Sean Charouse honored City of Lakeland employee Willem Strauss. Willem was nominated for a special city award for his work to save the City of Lakeland both time and money while improving accuracy and expediency.
He has really implemented a process improvement that took a 33-step process down to a 5-step process, what previously required a very highly technical employee a full day each month in order to calculate some tax implications that the city has to the state. Willem has been able to reduce that down from a full day to 1 hour.
Congratulations, Willem. Beautification awards were presented today to residential recipients Mark and Ann Wellman for their beautifully landscaped and maintained home, and to commercial recipient Harry's Seafood Bar and Grill in downtown Lakeland, which just underwent a major renovation in 2023. Mayor Pro Tem Stephanie Madden delivered 3 proclamations today on behalf of the Mayor and City Commission. The first honoring Captain Alice Lorraine Peasley, a war veteran who cared for wounded patients during the Korean War and who later worked at Lakeland Regional Medical Center for 34 years. The second proclamation honored Irish American Heritage Month, and the third proclamation honored Purchasing Month in the City of Lakeland. In the official business of today's meeting, the Commission voted in favor of several resolutions and other agreements, including recommendations for maintenance and improvements at Cleveland Heights Golf Course, the award of a bid to construct a sidewalk on north and south sides of Josephine Street between Central Avenue and Pinewood Avenue, and the installation of new smart grid water meters to replace over 40,000 legacy meters in the city's system with new digital units. The commission also approved a lower fuel cost today, reducing the charge rate for fuel from $38 to $36 per megawatt hour. The new rate will come into effect on April 1st and is the 4th reduction in the fuel rate charge since quarter 2 of 2023, when the fuel rate was $75 per megawatt hour. The commission also heard the case today for a conditional use to allow a school for grades K through 5 on property located at 510 West 2nd Street. Commissioners asked several questions, most related to traffic and congestion concerns for the area. The private school would serve a maximum enrollment of 75 students. Commissioners will vote on the proposal at the next commission meeting. And that's just a highlight of the actions taken at today's meeting. There's always much more to dig into, and it's only a click away. Read today's agenda or watch the whole meeting. Just follow the links in the description of this video. I'm Andrew Gash with the Communications Department for the City of Lakeland, and those are your meeting minutes.